95.9.
So if you go to our Twitter feed at KFM Talk, you'll see a couple of photographs of me wearing some crazy socks. I'm with the CEO of Crazy for Walking. His name is Francois Lowe, not to be confused with a rugby player of the same name.
Nope.
And what a great initiative. Morning to you, Francois.
Hey, good morning, David. Great to be at your show. What a great vibe in this studio.
There's always, it's like this every day, you see. And so you've been recalled to the Springbok squad. That's a different occasion.
Yes,
different,
yes, yes.
Different person. Crazy for Walking is a very interesting initiative to destigmatize mental illness. And you've used the word crazy.
Yes.
You own the word crazy.
Exactly.
I'd love this idea.
Yes,
it's not to say people who have got a mental illness are crazy, but the activities you do to promote the issues around mental illness could be crazy.
That's exactly what it is. So we're embracing the word crazy. We've actually taken ownership of the word crazy to remove the sting out of it when people have mental illness. Mm. There's a lot of crazy stuff that's happening around us. I was listening to the show earlier this morning, the news. Crazy, crazy stuff, you know, that's happening there. We use the word crazy in everyday life, in everyday talk, in our conversations. But when it comes to mental illness, crazy becomes a huge barrier to treatment because you are crazy. And that stigma is actually a major barrier that people not seeking help, not wanting to get help.
That's right. It's easy to put a person in a box, say, oh, they're mad, they're crazy. Actually, they need help, they need attention.
It's not crazy to have an illness.
Yeah, and that the word illness is such an important one. I find it so difficult for people to understand why people can't embrace the issue of mental problems as being an illness in the same way you would look at meningitis or flu or tuberculosis as an illness.
Exactly, exactly.
Something that needs to be treated.
Yeah. So we have all these euphemisms, you know, when it comes to mental illness. And in our environment, we talk about decapitation. You can be ill anywhere below the head, but once it is inside the head, no, you cannot be ill. Things that actually contribute to this whole stigma is the way that we talk, our language. It is said that in the African language, there does not exist a word for depression. They're descriptives.
Mm.
There are stories. There are explanations. But the word does not exist. So if the word does not exist, then you cannot contain it. And when you cannot contain it, you cannot treat it. So it doesn't exist, you don't treat it, you don't recognize it, and the stigma just grows bigger and bigger.
So you've got a number of initiatives to focus on mental wellness. And this started off last year. You did a 1,500-kilometer walk from Pretoria to Cape Town, which can only be described as crazy.
It's nuts. You know, it's really crazy. And by the way, it's very expensive to walk to Cape Town. Rather take a flight. You know, it's much cheaper because
it's all those overnight stops.
All the overnight stops and the backups and the legislation and the roads and the insurances and, you know, all of that stuff. It's very expensive.
I never thought of insurances, but of course that would be something.
Yeah.
So you did that.
We did that last year.
And decided, well, we're not going to do that again.
No. The traction we got and the attention we got, everywhere we went, we had wellness talks. And as we walked, everybody stopped and said, what are you guys doing? And it was such a great response that say, how can we join? You know, is there a way that we can actually, in solidarity with you, walk this walk against the stigma of mental illness? Because it's really escalated to the number one disability disease globally. Not number two, number three. It's number one. It is killing girls 15 to 19, the number one spot, the number one cause of self-death, suicide amongst girls. So the people then said, please, we want to join in here. And so this crazy team got together and they said, what shall we do? You know, that's really out of this world. Because we need to take every possible step to break the stigma, which is the largest barrier to treatment. Help is there. People can get treatment, there's medication, there's therapy, you can be reintegrated into society, into your family, and you can be functional again. So this year we're walking to Mars.
Okay, I didn't see that one coming. You're walking to Mars. Explain this to me, Francois.
Okay, obviously you cannot, we cannot
not physically walk.
We cannot
there.
Physically, you know, but we want to actually take the steps there. We want to cover the distance.
Okay,
there.
So the equivalent number
the
of steps.
Equivalent number of 54.6 million kilometers. That's the shortcut. Okay. There's a longer route to Mars as well. Yeah, that's the short left, you know, to Mars. So we're doing a little bit of a crazy thing. And we've developed this app, and that app is going to go hot. It's going to go live. On the 3rd, you know, it's already there, but we want the people to only start downloading it on the 3rd.
Okay.
Culminating until the 10th, which is World Mental Health Day. And we're going to simply continue walking. You know, everybody can have their smart watches, their smartphones contribute to walking. So walking is really a great exercise for mental well-being.
Yes.
And, you know, it enhances all the positive endorphins in your mind, and it really makes your mind buffer against mental illnesses. So that's why the walk area is there. But once again, to put focus on what is really crazy and how far will we walk to stop this huge suicidal reality of our society.
So tell me about some of the planned events that you've got leading up to World Mental Health Day.
Okay, so they're in Cape Town, in central of South Africa, and up north in Pretoria. We've chosen a key strategic point, which is the Union Buildings. Mm-hmm. Why do we do that? By the way, each of those is very significant to us. It signifies something about mental illness. The Union Buildings, this is where the policymakers are. There's still a lot of policies that need attention in terms of mental health and mental wellness and mental illness in South Africa. But we're also doing cycles. You know, it's a cyclic disease. And just walking that cycle gets you into breaking the cycle and understanding the cycle. And when it comes to a certain point in the cycle, to actually seek help and get help and know your disease and come on top of your disease. So that's happening starting tomorrow, the 3rd of October,
right.
6 o'clock. We're going to walk through a barrier that says break the stigma. And every day there will be people walking. Just come join walking. Sunday the 7th, there's a big family walk. Bring the dog, bring the kids, bring everyone. And we're going to walk there at the Union Buildings ending on the 10th of October. 24-hour walk on the day of the 10th of October, starting on the 9th. So
are you walking around the Union Buildings? What's the actual route?
There's a very specific route that runs right just in front of the Union Buildings.
Yeah.
We cover about 5 kilometers around there. And it's actually beautiful around
there. Very nice. It is lovely.
The gardens are beautiful, you know. So we're doing this crazy thing, and we want people to see it and to come and join us.
So people can start doing this walk from the 3rd of October.
From the 3rd of October.
And then the big walk is going to be on the 10th.
On the 10th. It's the grand finale. That's World Mental Health Day globally. And we want to draw attention to this issue of stigma and mental illness. So the crazy socks you're wearing. I really love the pink you have.
I chose pink. I chose pink. And Bali, you've got some crazy socks as well, girl. There you go. So you can do some crazy walking in
your
crazy socks.
So the 10th of October is Crazy Sock Day.
Okay. I'll be wearing my socks again on the 10th of October.
Please do so. So it's no longer October, it's Socktober.
Yeah, okay.
10th of Socktober. Yes.
You've got it. You're owning every word.
We're taking
going
it,
here.
Man.
Francois, for people, if they want to take part in the walk, do they need to register or can you just pitch up?
You can just pitch up and walk on the Sunday, the 7th, however, because it's a big event, you have to come and register. You can register online. Just go to our website, www.crazyforwalking.co.za. Like our Facebook page, follow us on the Facebook page and Twitter and all of that.
You've got all of the Twitter, Instagram accounts as well. So you at Crazy for Walking on both Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, you like them on Facebook, just do the search for Crazy for Walking. The website, crazyforwalking.co.za.
Exactly.
That seems simple enough. Start taking part in the walk now, or join the gang on World Mental Health Day on the 10th of October. What day is the 10th of
October? It's Wednesday. It's the Wednesday.
Yes, it is. Yeah, next Wednesday.
Don't forget, it's not October. It's Socktober.
Socktober.
Yes. Got you there.
Okay. I've got that in my head now.
I love the socks that you guys are wearing. It's
really
crazy.
No, thank you for bringing them in, Francois. I think we've all got a pair of socks. We'll do a group photo when we've got a moment to do it. Because everybody, there's no one time where everybody's not on air. So I think after the show, we'll take a photograph of all of us in our socks.
Wonderful.
Francois, what a lovely initiative. Such an important issue as well. I have a mother who passed away after suffering years from dementia. I'm aware of this issue of mental wellness and how important it is. And my two kids are nicknamed Crazy Number One and Crazy Number Two because they're just mad. The two of them are completely mad.
Yeah. Let them come and walk with us. They'll fit in well.
Yeah, they certainly will fit in perfectly. Thanks so much for coming, and I wish you all of the best for a wonderful campaign, Francois.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us, and really a great show here.
Thank you so much. So, Crazy for Walking is the website address. It's the Facebook account. It's the Twitter and Instagram handle as well. Get involved with Crazy for Walking. My guest there was the chief executive officer of Crazy for Walking, Francois Lowe.